From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he continues a series of studies in Paul's Epistle to the Colossians. This week, Dr. Cairns has been pursuing the theme of the rich and glorious mystery, taking his text from Colossians 1, verses 24 and 25, where Paul speaks of the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to God's saints. In New Testament usage, the word mystery refers to a truth which has hitherto been concealed, but is now being made known or made manifest. In this case, that mystery is the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've seen that Christ is the essence of this mystery, and that it is by the preaching of Christ that the mystery of the gospel is unveiled. As he continues this theme, Dr. Cairns emphasizes that man has no inherent ability to obtain knowledge of the gospel. It must come by divine revelation. Dr. Cairns will come to the Word of God shortly. First of all, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher, C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Heavy Duty Shoes. The text is Deuteronomy 33 and verse 25. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Here are two things provided for the pilgrim, shoes and strength. As for the shoes, they are very needful for traveling along rough ways and for trampling upon deadly foes. We shall not go barefoot. This would not be suitable for princes of the blood royal. Our shoes shall not be at all of the common sort, for they shall have soles of durable metal, which will not wear out even if the journey be long and difficult. We shall have protection proportionate to the necessities of the road and the battle. Wherefore, let us march boldly on, fearing no harm, even though we tread on serpents, or set our foot upon the dragon himself. As for the strength, it shall be continued as long as our days shall continue, and it shall be proportioned to the stress and burden of those days. The words are few, as thy days, thy strength, but the meaning is full. This day we may look for trial, and for work which will require energy, but we may just as confidently look for equal strength. This word given to Asher is given to us also, who have faith wherewith to appropriate it. Let us rise to the holy boldness which it is calculated to create within the believing heart.
There to save the world.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Now today we return to Colossians chapter 1, to the end of the chapter. Colossians chapter 1, verse 24, Paul says, I now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We finish the reading at verse 27. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his precious word for his name's sake. Last Lord's Day, we commenced looking at the great subject that's engaging the mind of the apostle as he reaches the end of this first chapter of Colossians. I have called it the rich and glorious mystery of the gospel. That's what fills the apostle's mind. By the rich and glorious mystery of the gospel, he really is intending us to understand the heart of the message which he preaches. This really gets to the very root of this somewhat complicated sounding expression when he speaks of the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations. He's talking about the message of the grace of God in Jesus Christ, which he himself spent his life preaching to men and women of every class and creed. Now, last Lord's Day, we noted really what this mystery was all about. That Christ himself is the essence of the mystery. And I pointed out that in almost every place where the apostle uses the word, and he's the writer in the New Testament who uses it far more frequently than any other writer, in almost every place he uses it to express some aspect, of the purpose and the grace of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. So Christ is the essence of the mystery. I'm not going to recap that any further, for that already took me a whole message when I thought it was going to take me 10 minutes. So we'll not go back there. Now I want us to go a step further. And I want you to notice that no man has any natural knowledge of this gospel or any ability to attain such a knowledge. This gospel that Paul preached is called a mystery. That, as I pointed out last week, means exactly what it sounds like it means. Something secret. Something hidden. It's a mystery to the human mind. It is attainable not by human intellect, not by human investigation, not by human scholarship. It is attainable solely by divine revelation. This is actually the root meaning of the idea of mystery in the New Testament. Something hidden and secret from the natural man, but that is revealed by the sovereign goodness and grace of God. Now, this cuts across the conceit of fallen man. For in his arrogance, fallen man believes that all knowledge is attainable and it is obtainable by him if he simply applies himself to the pursuit of it. I don't want to get off on a tangent. Did you ever ask yourself why colleges of higher learning have ever taken to themselves the name of universities? You ever ask yourself that? Now, I'm not criticizing that. I'm simply saying that if you follow it right back to the original use of that term for a place of higher learning, it is rooted in the conception of the mind of man that universal knowledge is first desirable, second, it is attainable, and third, he has the ability to attain it. Now, of course, that may be true in many, many areas, though actually the more men get to learn in any area of human investigation, the more complicated things become. You look at some of the old star maps and you'll find that early astronomers had the number of fixed stars, as they were pleased to call them then. These fixed stars numbered, if my memory is right, 1,056. They had them all down and off pat. They knew a whole lot. And of course, had we lived in those days, we would have bowed before their superior knowledge and their wonderful intellects. And I don't say that facetiously, I mean that. We would have. But now we know that as knowledge increased, complexity increased. It's the same in the study of medical science. What appeared to be simple is now known to be complex. Used to be that people talked about the simple cell. Well, what they meant, of course, was one cell. They talked about simple forms of life. And of course, that's an oxymoron. In other words, it was invented by an Irishman. An oxymoron. The two words, simplicity and life, never can go together. They're a contradiction, because the so-called simplest form of life is so unutterably complex that it's way beyond the current abilities of man to begin to comprehend. Now, when we lift this up to the spiritual level, we find that things are not only more complex, but in this matter of eternal truth, in the matter of the gospel, we are dealing with a kind of knowledge, a sphere of knowledge, that must forever remain outside of the ability of any man to penetrate. He could never attain it, no matter how scholarly his investigation. Yet the conceit of the human mind is, we can do it. But listen to what the scripture says. There is none that understandeth. What does that mean? Take a second look at it. It means just what it says. There's none that understandeth. Understandeth what? The whole revelation of the grace of God, the whole message of the Bible. There's none that understandeth. The Lord Jesus spoke to the effect that the light that is in man is darkness. And I think you're not pushing that too far if you come to the conclusion that the very strengths in the exercise of human intellect that can carry men to discover many things in various fields of study will actually work against them when they come to study the gospel. The light that is in them is darkness. The Apostle Paul said that their understanding is darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the ignorance of their heart. So this gospel remains a mystery to the natural man. The knowledge of God can never start with man. Now that brings us right up against a brick wall. Remember where John Calvin started his systematic theology? I've mentioned this on various occasions, and it shows the genius of a 27-year-old or 26-year-old when he first wrote this, the depth of his understanding as a man of God. The launching point of his entire theology starts off that a man must have knowledge of two things: a knowledge of God and a knowledge of himself. And on that hangs everything else. But here we get right up against that brick wall that I mentioned. Because the natural man cannot know God. Canst thou by searching find out God? The answer implied is no. And if you want to see a practical demonstration of that, then just look at the world today. Look at the world yesterday. Look at the world throughout its history. Look at the history of philosophy. Look at the history of religion. Look at every tribe and every nation under heaven. Apart from divine revelation, where has man ever, by the use of his investigative skill, by the use of his intuition, by the use of his philosophical faculty, by the use of his logic, where has man ever approached to anything like a semblance of the truth of God? You'll find the answer is never once in the history of the world has it ever happened. When you look at the religions of the world today, though the politically correct crowd want you to believe that there's light in them all and there's truth in them all, and they're all ultimately presenting the same truth and the same God and the same gospel, that is just another repetition of the same old lie. And it's another religion of darkness masquerading as a unifying force among men. The truth is, men by searching can never find out God. The gospel must be communicated by God, by revelation.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.